2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply. Over 50s only.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, China has warned the UK against politicising trade after the government passed emergency law to take control of the Chinese-owned firm British Steel. The foreign ministry in Beijing says Chinese companies investing and trading in Britain should be treated fairly. The site in Scunthorpe is the last British factory that can make steel from scratch. Treasury Minister James Murray says closer scrutiny is now required.
Xinye, the company involved, have behaved irresponsibly. We've been negotiating with them in good faith since the general election and have made a generous offer to them to keep production at Scunthorpe going. What became clear in recent days is that they were accelerating plans to close the blast furnaces, which is why we had to act so quickly to get the legislation in on Saturday in the House of Commons.
Xinye says keeping the site operational was costing them £700,000 a day. A report by MPs has rejected claims of two-tier policing over last summer's Southport riots. The Home Affairs Select Committee found the way police responded to them was entirely appropriate. Tom Harrigan has more details.
After the murders of three young girls at a Taylor Swift dance class last July, mosques, community centres and libraries were attacked, and hotels housing asylum seekers also targeted. Police made nearly 2,000 arrests, prompting claims from a number of politicians and Elon Musk that some protests were dealt with more harshly than others. The committee found that idea was baseless and said organised violence had to be met robustly. But it warned the riots had a real impact on police morale and officer stress levels.
EU foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to discuss the war in Ukraine. The bloc's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, has called for Kyiv's allies to put Russia under maximum pressure to end the conflict. Yesterday, a Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy killed 34 people. President Trump has warned that nobody is getting off the hook from US tariffs. The White House has moved to exclude smartphone and computers from the import taxes over the weekend, but Mr. Trump has since hinted that further measures could be on the way. And office-based planners from the army are being brought in to help coordinate rubbish collections in Birmingham. Workers at Unite are due to vote on a partial deal today aimed at ending the all-out action in a row over pay and jobs. Look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain for most today. Some sunny spells for the southeast. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, Joanna Gosling with you as we crack on with Monday morning. Time for 11sies as we listen to Oscar-winning music from John Barry.
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Fantasia for a Gentleman by Joaquin Rodrigo. I like that title. Played by Milos Karadaglic and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, the London Symphony Orchestra brought us John Barry's Dunbar theme from Dances with Wolves. Thank you, Joanna, for playing one of my top three John Barry. That's from Jan in York. Good morning, Joanna. We are loving the music this morning. My partner and I are both under the weather with colds and the music is cheering us up. That's Lisa in Hackney. I'm glad it's cheering you up. I hope you get better soon. I'll be playing you the first track from my brand new Classic FM album of the week shortly. First, let's put the spotlight on the brilliant Nicola Benedetti. Here she is alongside the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with the finale of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Merry-go-round of life from Joe Hisaishi's score to Howl's Moving Castle, performed by Phil Cobb and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, Nicola Benedetti and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields brought us the finale of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. And Nicola Benedetti is Margarita Taylor's classical star in the spotlight this week, and you can hear a track from her new album of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D this evening with Margarita just after six. Time for the first track from my brand new Classic FM album of the week. It is a recording of an Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, and it is the final volume of Paavo Järvi's Passion Project with the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo to record Strauss's full catalogue of orchestral works. This performance was recorded live in April 2023. Let's hear the third movement now on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
That is so good, isn't it? The first movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, performed by Kirill Gerstein and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Hi to Joshua, listening while revising for exams. Good luck with them. Still to come, we will hear part of Beethoven's Epic Symphony No. 9, and we'll also hear Fritz Kreisler's Schön Rosmarin. First, a reminder of what's happening this Easter weekend on Classic FM.
Football scores and film scores. The best of ballet and boardroom blunders. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music, as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
That was Hotter from Defia's seven Spanish popular songs. Alison Balsam was joined by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner. You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Ray Chen and Julian Quentin playing Schön Rosmarin by Fritz Kreisler. And before it, the second movement of Beethoven's epic choral symphony number 9 in D minor, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Hope you're having a good morning. This is Classic FM with Joanna Gosling.
Thank you.
first movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in B-flat major, played by Frank de Brauner and the Academy of Ancient Music. It is almost midday. Dom will be here in a moment with the latest news and weather. And then we've got another hour of great music to take us into Monday afternoon. I'll have Dvorak's Prague Waltzes, Michael Kamen's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and Phil Coulter's Home Away from Home. So do stay listening to Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now afternoon tea.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Cheeky.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
Ever wondered what it's like to glide through the emerald waters of Halong Bay? Or if you'll ever cross India off your bucket list? Ever shared a golden beach with inquisitive penguins? Or wondered how it feels to explore the world, knowing every detail is taken care of? Wonder no more on a choice of over 40 worldwide tours. Choose signature for smaller groups and enhanced experiences. Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King, page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him. Except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her. And she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, materials needed to keep the Scunthorpe steel plant open are expected to be delivered in the next 48 hours. It follows the approval of an emergency law for ministers to take control of the British Steel site from its Chinese owner. Jingyi had been selling off its coking coal and iron ore. Lin Zhan, who speaks for China's foreign ministry, says the UK mustn't discriminate against the firm's interests.
We hope the British government can trade with Chinese companies investing in the UK fairly and justly, protecting its legitimate rights and interests, and not turn them into political and security ones, and not undermine Chinese companies' confidence in investing in the UK.
A former Conservative MP has been named among 15 people charged with gambling offences. It follows a Gambling Commission investigation into bets placed on the timing of last year's general election. Our reporter Henry Riley is following the story.
The most high profile of the 15 individuals, undoubtedly the former Prime Minister's Parliamentary Private Secretary, Craig Williams, who went on to lose his seat. Now, this is a story which dominated headlines during the campaign. It emerged just 3 weeks before polling day, and the then MP admitted to having a flutter on the election date before it was publicly announced by his boss, Rishi Sunak. Among others facing charges are Russell George, the Senedd member for Montgomeryshire, who's now been suspended by the party.
European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg this lunchtime to discuss the war in Ukraine. If